God bless you for joining us again on this Sunday afternoon. The Lord be with us all. Father, you are wonderful. You are glorious. You're beyond words. We don't have good enough words to describe your glory, your beauty, and your majesty. We thank you for your mighty anointing. We thank you for touching Brother Freedom. And we thank you, Lord, for being right in the room with the listener out there via the internet and the computer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just give you praise. We give you honor. We come to you with a thankful heart, loving you. You're so special. And your eyes still look for those who need a mighty touch. Lord, we know that your hand is out where we cannot even, you touch us in a mighty way. Father, we just praise you. Come asata hila. Oh, glory. We praise you. Come asita. Oh, kala sila kila sila makuma shila. Hallelujah. Andala meshila makala makandala makila. Hila kila sila mashila makuma samavata tala maka. Hakai shia. Oh, hallelujah. For my people, where art thou? For I am looking. I'm searching. And I say, many do not seek me. Many are not looking for my coming. And I say, that day is coming soon. My people need to be aware that I am coming. And I say, they cannot stop my coming, because my coming will come. But I say, the secret is that thou will be ready. At that time, it will not take you unaware. As it will come upon this whole earth, a snare upon this whole earth, he will cause those as a snare upon this earth, and nobody will be able to, they won't know what's taking place till after I come. I say, after my coming, there's going to be things that's going to take place upon this earth. Most people will not know I have been here. Everything will go on as it was the day before. But I say, very rapidly, it will change. And I say, there will be great things of disappointment will come to this land. I say, great troubles will come to pass. There will be great landslides of destructions, persecutions, problems, sickness. You cannot imagine what's going to take place at that time, because I say, at that day, the Antichrist will come in a very powerful way to seize, to move upon the hearts of many people, because those, the Christians that are left here, many of them will live for me, but they will give their life, but they'll make heaven. But I say, it's more profitable that you don't have to do that. You need to be ready for that day, for I'm coming soon. I'm coming for those that's looking for my coming, those that are in love with their Savior, Jesus Christ. They're looking for that day because they're longing for that day. They're longing for those I'm coming to receive. And I'll be with them. And I shall give them such a wonderful day that's going to be. A day of jubilee. A day of togetherness. Of glorious splendors that's going to take place. I say there will be a day of that you can't imagine what's going to be taking place. Says the Spirit of God. A day that's never been. And I say, you think about taking a great trip. You think about going to places. What a wonderful thing. But it's not nothing. It cannot compare what's going to take place for the saints of God. A very wonderful day. A very fulfilling day. A day that you cannot imagine. And I say, that day is going to come. But I say, in return, for those that miss my coming, this earth is going to be going through troublesome times. And I say, even before this takes place, if I tarry, this earth is going to go through some troublesome times too. Because my word declares that perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of themselves, which has already taken place. Lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, I say many things are going to develop very rapidly. And I say there'll be many people, even the money area, will be bankrupt. They won't have enough food. Weather is going to be fierce. Weather is going to be horrible some places. And weather will not be able to change. All these things that's coming to pass are in the very near future. But I say, it should not come upon you unaware. You should be ready. You should be prepared. You should be looking. Because that's going to be a glorious time for those that's looking. But those that are not looking, it's going to be a troublesome day. Yes, a day that they will wish they'd never been born. But I'm going to give you a day of glories if you come to me. Seek me. Pray. Praise me. Love me. And I will bless thee. For I'm looking for those who will come to me. And I want to encourage you this day. You need to seek me in a mighty way. And I'll bless you. Because I said there's a power that's developing very fast, even before I come, of powers that will keep my saints. Even if I didn't shorten that day, they would miss out too. There's a day of sleepiness, a day of tiredness in serving me, a day of giving up their salvation, giving up their walk with the Lord their God. But I say, many will stay in there, and I want to bless those ones who will seek me. For those who surely trust in me, I shall go before them with a mighty blessing, and I will help them. I have not given thee the spirit of fear, but of power, love and a sound mind. Yea, if thou shalt call upon me, I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things. If thou shalt trust me, I will go with thee step by step. If thou will honor me, I will defend thee, and I shall cover thee, and I shall protect thee, and I shall not let the wind even touch thee if thou shalt believe. For I am the awesome God, and I can give thee great and mighty things if thou can believe. But I say to those who do not believe, it's hard. It's going to be hard for them. But it does not my word say without faith, it is impossible to please me. For I want those who will trust me as their parent, how a father wants his family to trust in him. I want my people to trust in me in this last hour, because in this last hour, I will walk before them. I say many in this land cannot hear this message today because they're not in tune. They don't even know how to get a hold of me. But I say to those that will take heed, I'm going to use them, and I will honor them, and I'll defend them. Yea, hard times will come, but I will be with thee through the hard times. And I say, days of troubles shall come, but I will be with thee through the troubles. I will be with thee when thou art asleep, and I'll be with thee when thou art awake. I will not leave thee, and I'll not leave thee fatherless, because I will take care of thee, if thou shalt look to me, for I will keep thee in that hour. Come, my ones, come, seek me with a mighty blessing, for I'm here to uphold thee in a mighty way. I love thee, my people. Cannot thou get that through thy spirit? I love thee. I know you do not see me as like you see that most things, but I'm with thee every day of your life. I've known how many times that thou breathed. I know how many hairs upon thy head. I know when thou have been faint, when thou have been sleepy. I know all things about thee, and I'm not able to keep thee. For I am able to keep thee. I'm able to preserve thee. And I'm able to hold your hand along this way. I will not let thee go, my child, said the Spirit of God. Boy, God really spoke today. God's not slack concerning his promises. I learned for many years that people don't know me really very well because I've had more time with the Lord probably than I've had with people. And it's hard to believe, but I've seen God literally physically do wonderful things that you can't imagine. And I've had that privilege. I should be a lot better than I am. And I'm ashamed of it. But my God is wonderful. And he is the reason for us living. When we was born, it was because God was going to give us a period of time of certain years. And that time when we come, that we'd be in a, where we would hear the word that Jesus was coming and we'd accept it. And that at the end of that accepting him, that he was going to come and we'd live with him forever. That's what it's all about. That's why he made the earth. He had a family right at the beginning. Adam and Eve sort of made a few slips, but through that, he came on the Israelite people, and now he's given it to whosoever will. And that message in James, it says, he longeth for the day for his children to come back. And we can't understand that, many of us. We say, oh, that's gory. That's, you know, I mean, it scares me. No, well, it's hard to understand. God's real. And when I faced death many times, I faced death as a 9 years old, drowning. Korea, I've faced death quite a few times. Texas, loaded a piece of equipment one morning and car hit me and I, the little spirit said jump, and that's the only thing, and I've been killed in. So life is very short sometimes anyway. We don't know why, but God has mercy upon us, wonderful mercy that will, that as by chance, somehow we'll really get it in our, that we need the supernatural. God, he don't force us, no part of it, he don't force us. That's such a wonderful thing. He'll let us go our own way, and he even, if you go sort of miss the way, that's why we get blindness. Because he wants you, if you're blind, God don't want you to, you could not be able to stand and live if God would let you walk this light. But he blinds you, so you're walking along, you don't have real senses. That's really what happens. But God loves us so much. He feels for us through all of our troubles, through our sadness. Personally, I've been some times when the Lord has actually said, do this, this, this. And I know he's right there with, and I can't explain it, but God is there to help us. Told me one time to straighten up, and I wouldn't tip a can over it, and I didn't. He really had to get sort of rough with me. Straighten up, straighten up. But this awesome God that made this earth, he just hadn't made this. He lives in the, up in the north. He comes down here, but his eyes are all the time conscious. He's looking for those who will go his way. And then it says, he'll bless you. We accept Jesus. But after accepting Jesus, I think there's still a responsibility, as I see it, that God wants to come in the picture too. At that time, his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of whose hearts is made perfect. As we start making ourselves strong, he's going to bless you. He's going to help you in a mighty way, even above what Jesus has helped you. It's a sort of an extra situation that the Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are all here together. But they work together. And I don't believe we'll really be satisfied until we satisfy God also. And I don't know how he judges that, but I know there's something to that. God wants to love us. And the Bible says, 91st Psalm, he dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, we're the ones that have to do the same. I will say, David said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. God will not force us to say that. So I ask this daily, I say, Lord, I want you. I need you. I need you to help me. And God comes down, doesn't he? His eye is over the righteous and his ears over the cry. Call unto me and I will answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. There's no place in the world that you can get any help. The average person, out of their families, they're sort of on your own. If you get in trouble, there's some people out here in the world pretty tough. But your family will help you out. But the Lord will help you out at all times. You find yourself alone sometime with, like I remember in Korea, I think it's all over. Lord just comes down and sits beside you and you just know all's well. All is well. Glory! All is well. You know, what God's offered us is beyond anything that we can imagine. The glory of God. Just, it's not a life without purpose. You can be a better mechanic, a better housewife. I say this before God in heaven. He wants to make you look good in life. That means prosper all these areas that we care so dear, but you don't do it in yourself. He does it for you. You try to do it in yourself, you start losing. You lose it and you lose him too. But if you just go his way, he'll do it and you'll just get it. It's that way. Lord, we just praise you this day. We praise you for your goodness. We praise you that you're real. We thank you that you're the answer. We thank you that you are the soon coming King. And we thank you that you're coming through the clouds of glory. And you're coming for the redeemed, those that are ready looking for that day. We praise you, wonderful Lord. We thank you. We glorify thy name, wonderful name. I will bless the Lord at all times. Here praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast of the Lord. You know, nowadays, a lot of people don't think it's what's the thing to do, but if we bless the Lord, God's going to bless us. God will go before us. He hasn't lost any. God's not a loser. We're the losers, but we're a winner with God. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Can you say amen? Amen, amen to the world. I hope this message go all through the world. They receive it with gladness. Thank you that you've been healed. Thank you that he saved you. Thank you that you're walking in his righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory.
That was good. God bless you for listening to the end, because we hope you play it again, because it's going to touch you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.